We decide our eternal destiny, June 22nd. Now I Nebuchadnezzar praise and extol and honor the King of Heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. The strength of nations and of individuals is not found in the opportunities and facilities that appear to make them invincible, it is not found in their boasted greatness. That alone which can make them great and strong is the power and purpose of God. They themselves, by their attitude toward his purpose, decide their own destiny. Human histories relate people's achievements, their victories in battle, their success in climbing to worldly greatness. God's history describes men and women as heaven views them. The prophet Daniel described the kingdoms that would rise and fall. Interpreting to the king of Babylon the dream of the great image, he declared to Nebuchadnezzar that his kingdom would be superseded. His greatness and power in God's world would have its day, and a second kingdom would arise that also would have its period of test and trial as to whether the people would exalt the one ruler, the only true God. Not doing this, they and their glory would fade away, and a third kingdom would occupy their place. Proved by obedience or disobedience, this also would pass away, and a fourth, strong as iron, was to subdue the nations of the world. This word, opened by the infinite God to finite human beings, recorded on the prophetic page, and traced on the pages of history, declares that God is the ruling power. The voice of God, heard in past ages, is sounding down along the line from century to century, through generations that have come on the stage of action and passed away. History and prophecy testify that the God of the whole earth revealeth secrets through his chosen light bearers to the world. Nebuchadnezzar, through his terrible humiliation and the loss of his reason, was brought to see his own weakness, and to acknowledge the supremacy of the living God. To every person, God has assigned a place in his great plan. By truth or falsehood, by folly or wisdom, each is fulfilling a purpose, bringing about certain results. And each, according as he or she chooses obedience or disobedience, is deciding his or her own eternal destiny. To everyone is given freedom to act, and upon everyone rests the responsibility of their own actions. We are not to say God was, but God is. Though kings shall be cast down, and nations removed, the souls that through faith link themselves with God's purposes shall abide forever.